All right. Hey, everybody. We're here.
Yeah, you're on the air now.
We are on the air. Kevin's got me. I got all this crap over here. Look at it. So anyway, hey, you know, I just did a cool interview with some students from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
I was listening.
It's pretty cool. It's about cannabis. You know, as you know, I've been working with a cannabis educational institute, and it's been a very interesting experience for me. In a lot of ways, I've learned a lot about cannabis and how the benefits of it for people, you know, on a literal scientific level, you know, I mean, because they literally teach everything there. Science, medical marijuana, how to grow it, how to extract it. We teach everything. So it's been a very, very good experience for me to really, really learn about the cannabis industry and the good parts about cannabis. On the other hand... It has also been like every other experience in my life, and this is maybe what we can talk about today. There's a very dark side to it as well.
Are you just talking about the business in general?
Any business, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm going to run through all the fucking businesses I've been in my life and tell you that there's a dark side to every single one of them, and I've seen them all.
Well, I know about a few of them that you've been
anyway. So anyway, the cannabis industry is... unique in a way because it's brand new and it's very emerging. So, but you have to look at where it comes from,
yeah,
which is an illegal underground business. So most people who have been dealing in the cannabis business have been doing it illegally for years. And they still have that mentality that everything has to be done under the radar and illegally. Rightfully so, yeah. Rightfully so, because even though it's medically accepted in a lot of states, it's still not federally accepted, and you always have to look over your shoulder, no matter what. You may be able to do whatever you can on a state level, like own a dispensary or run a grower, whatever you can do legally. But, you know, still, there's not enough. The industry's not big enough to support all the businesses that are there. So you still have a lot of people who are operating illegally. And even the ones who are trying to operate legally still operate from that illegal mindset.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been having trouble dealing with mostly because, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, there's a dark side to every business, and I'm not afraid of the dark side. I've played a lot on it, you know what I mean? And I will deal with the devil. I mean, I'm not going to lie if you want to put it figuratively that way. I will deal with the devil. I'll never sell my soul, but I'll make deals, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like I do that too often, if you know what I mean. Like, I'll sell out for money if the price is right. And I think that's a bad habit, and this is what I think I'm learning right now. So anyway, the cannabis industry, the people who are the financiers and have been running this school, obviously were in the business illegally before that, you know. So obviously a lot of the money that went into this came from questionable sources.
Mm-hmm.
Now recently I've been finding this out, and I'm not so happy about it, you know. And I'm starting to see the dark side of the industry, you know what I mean, and a lot of the egos. Because with anything, any industry, there's ego involved, especially something like this, cannabis. Everybody wants to be what they call cannafamous.
Oh, I never heard that term before. I like that.
Yeah, I know. And it's stupid.
Cannafamous.
It is. Cannafamous. Oh, I'm famous for being a cannabis entrepreneur. Who the fuck cares? You know why? No, serious. And I run into these kind of assholes all the fucking time. And they're name dropping. Oh, I met this guy. I met that guy. You know, it's like, shut up. Until you've sat in the front row of the LA Clippers, sitting next to Donald Sterling, having a fucking drink with him, shut up. You know? Until you sat in David Geffen's office and had meetings with him, shut up. I don't care if you met some of these kind of famous people, these stupid radio personalities, the only people know in your city. So anyway, these people, I sound as bad as one of them sometimes. I'm coming to find that there's a lot of egos, and ego is just sickening to me because ego means that people are self-centered and it's all about them. So I ran into that in this industry. The guy who ran the school decides out of the blue that he wants to resign and quit, but then he doesn't want to give up control of the company. So here it is in limbo because he's a fucked up drug head. You know, I'm sure he was tripping on mushrooms and taking Oxycontin. That's another thing you're running into these people. These people are fucking potheads. I mean, and some of them are stupid and some of them are just spacey and they're smoking this fucking dab shit all the time and nothing. Well, look, I do it too, but I don't do it that much. You know what I mean? I feel like I really use my cannabis medicinally. I literally have digestive issues and I have issues for a legitimate medical card, right? Yeah. A lot of these people have the medical card, but dude, they're just using it recreationally. They're the kind of people who give it a bad name. Mm-hmm. And they live for this shit. It's like their entire life. And it kind of makes me sick.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. I know these fucked up potheads, man.
That's but I mean, these people are in the business now. Do you know what I mean? That's where this business is kind of going to get fucked up.
Yeah, they need more people with like the mindset that you have.
Right,
in the
of who are really trying to be legit. And I'm not saying I was never illegitimate, but I was. But it was many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I've spent most of my adult life trying to move up from that illegitimacy. Yeah. I'm not saying I won't fucking do a backdoor deal every now and then for cash or whatever, for something. You know, I'm not above that. But it's not the way I do business. It's something I'll do out of the blue if I have to or if it's a real good deal. Mm-hmm. But back to the point of selling out. I really feel like I sold myself out to this. Because even though I believed in the cause, it was a lot of money they offered me. Was more money than I ever made in my life, okay, as a job. I'm not saying I didn't make other money when I was in the music business. I made a ton of money, but it wasn't really a job. I was making deals.
Yeah.
It was different. You could get a $30,000 or $40,000 chunk of money at one time. You know what I mean? It's not like having a job. But for this, for a job, was probably one of the best salaries I'd made. And I took it. And I paid the price. I paid the fucking price, you know? I mean, literally. I've only been there for 3 months, and it's already fallen down the tubes because of poor management and not my management, ownership and egos. And it just makes me sick. So what I'm probably going to do is pursue this more full time.
Red pill.
Yeah, that's the announcement I'm making. Coming in the fall, we're going to have a website.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to have the Red Pill website. It's going to be a very knowledge base. It's going to be a little bit different than Truth is Scary. Truth is Scary. We'll supply the news feed for the Red Pill. But the Red Pill is going to be a knowledge-based website. It will house this podcast, and we'll start doing more little videos and stuff. It will also house all the Periscope videos and all YouTube. I mean, we'll have the link to all our YouTube stuff. But also, what it will have is a huge knowledge base. Now, on Truth to Scare, I've been putting out these books, PDFs, of various topics that I have. I have a huge, huge library of esoteric and all kinds of different books. So I put out like Morals and Dogma and The Hidden Hand. And I'm going to put out a bunch of these books, but I'm also going to house them on the Red Pill all in one place. Books, movies, music, anything that is about consciousness, both higher and lower. I mean, because we got to know both. And so the Red Pill, I'm going to focus more on this because I'm really tired of working for other people. And I don't care if it is the cannabis industry. You know what? I'll start my own cannabis business.
Yeah.
Consulting, you know what I mean, or doing education. I'm an educator. That's what I come from. Obviously, even this Red Pill is educational in its own way.
Yeah.
But you met me from working at a school. You understand I'm about education and teaching
people.
You
were just educating some kids out in the hall about cannabis.
Absolutely. That's what I'm about, education and teaching people and dropping knowledge on people. So why do I have to work for other people to do that? Why don't I just work for myself and fucking do it? I know how to make money. So I'm not going to sell out anymore. But anyway, back to the point. It's happened in every business. I was in the music industry, okay? And I started out as enthusiastic as shit. I loved it, right?
Yeah.
Until I saw the dark side. And I really saw the dark side of the music industry. So what I'm and the wrestling industry, okay? Even the wrestling. You
really?
Think
even
as harmless
wrestling.
As that. Oh,
I was going to say. It seems
dude, these
harmless.
People take it serious.
Shit.
They really, you know, it becomes like a war type of deal. Like, they bring the storyline into reality. It's hard to explain, but this
really?
Is on an independent level, the small level. Yeah, they have little infighting, turf wars. They fight over little buildings like the BMW Hall. Who's going to run it?
You know, well, you talk about egos in the business and everything. I mean, wrestling definitely has egos. But
right. It's just no different than entertainment. Egos, tons in the music business. But there's a dark side to that. I run into some really dirty, scummy fucking people.
In wrestling.
Oh, nasty people. Oh, pedophiles, yeah. Fucking banging young girls. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, rampant. What do you think, dude? Come on. Come on,
I'm
boys
really
running around in
world.
Tights. Come on, that's dude. Even on WWE, there's a bunch of fags running. Sorry, guys. Do you know what I'm trying to say, though? It's rampant. That's the dark side. And look, it's not about gay. I don't care about gay. Like I told you, gay is normal.
Yeah.
It's about the pedophilia and all that kind of stuff. That stuff, I think, is like an aberration of gayness. Or I don't even think there's a lot of straight people that are pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't even know if that has anything to do with being gay. No, you know no. what I mean? Like, look, you want a sandwich? Yeah, I had a Subway lately?
Yeah,
speaking
no
of pedophiles, right?
No, shit.
Hey, guys, listen out there on Periscope. Have you had a Subway lately? Have you had your tuna? Anyway.
Jared lost Jared his Fogle. Fucking mind.
Oh, my God. It makes so much sense, though. You look at him, right?
Yeah.
You kind of look at him. He looks like he might like young mm-hmm. girls and stuff like that. Kind of weird, though, right?
Did you read any articles or anything? I didn't get, like, all the details.
Well, I happen to be turned.
He's going to plead guilty.
He's pleading guilty, and he's, there's, like, 1,000 counts. They were reading all the different stuff they had on him, dude. Thousands of emails, text messages, photographs, everything. I mean, this guy was no hobbyist. He was a pro.
Wow.
You know, and apparently ran rampant throughout his whole company.
Really?
Yeah. They got his producer first. And obviously the guy ratted him out. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
Yeah. So this is the dark side of everything. You know what I mean? And here's what I'm trying to say. For everybody who comes out there looking like a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Really on the back end, they're dark as shit.
Yeah.
And what I've come to realize is that for every bright light, there's just as dark of a dark side.
I guess that's got to be the balance.
There's
huh?
got to be the balance. Yeah. So like Dr. Martin Luther King, right? One of the most brilliant people in the world, right? Civil rights, the whole thing. You would think that guy was like a saint, right?
Yeah.
Fucking sexual deviant, dude.
Really?
Oh, man. And not gay or anything. He was had multiple affairs. He used to do orgies. J. Edgar Hoover found out about this because obviously J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI back then. Had him under surveillance because obviously he was a controversial figure back then, Martin Luther King. Well, having him under surveillance, he found out about all this stuff and it disgusted him.
No kidding.
But he couldn't say shit because he was a cross-dresser.
Well, yeah. There.
So, I mean, he couldn't. What he did, though, if you look online, there's a letter that he wrote anonymously and sent it out about how Martin Luther King was a pervert and it was true. And even Gandhi, dude. He used to sleep with young girls. It would be like a privilege to spend the night with Gandhi.
Okay, I guess.
Get it? You get it? Worship shit.
Yeah, that worship shit.
So for all these people with there are such bright lights. And John F. Kennedy, right? One of the greatest presidents of all time. Sexual deviant and drug addict in the background. Pillhead.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know he was banging chicks left and right.
I just read something that said that he openly smoked weed in the White House.
Yes. So, I mean, everybody you think is so good is just as bad. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to all of us. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying I'm a good or a bad person. I'm just a person. Okay? I try to do the right thing in life. Again, I don't like to use good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do what feels right for me in life. You know what I mean? I will tell you, for as nice as I am, and people who know me, I really don't have any enemies in life, except for now I got this enemy guy in the cannabis industry, but I really don't have that many enemies in life. And it's mostly because I try to put out good energy and give people good vibes. Do you know what I mean? But I will say that if you give me bad vibes, if I get mad at you, there is a horrendous, horrendous dark side to me. I mean, I believe that I have the ability to kill somebody, you know, honestly. Hmm. And I'm not going to lie. If I had to, I could kill somebody. I'll say that right now. So I have a tremendous dark side in me, and I have seen it back way, way back in the day. I've done some things. I'm not saying I've ever killed anybody.
Yeah.
But I've done some things that most people would cringe at. And I've seen some things that most normal humans would cringe at, okay? So I pushed my limits further than a lot of people, but not as far as some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are further limits than to where I've gone.
Yeah.
But because I've gone to those limits, I know where they are. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So whereas if you never test yourself to see how far you can go, you never really truly learn who you are. So I had to go deep into my own dark side. you know what I mean, and see how dark I could really be, and then come back to the middle and then try and see how good I could really be.
Is it a negative or a positive thing to explore your dark side?
I think it's a positive. Well, it's a, no, I don't want to give it any connotation. I think it's a necessary thing. I think it's something you need to know about
just
yourself.
To know yourself all the way around.
Remember, that's a big thing. Know thyself.
Yeah.
Every inch of thyself. If you think Martin Luther King wasn't out on stage giving his great speeches and helping people, but when he was in that bedroom banging those chicks, you don't think there was a little bit of guilt there? Like, he knew he was kind of leading a double life? I think part of it is you have to be able to accept your dark side. Do you know what I mean? As a part of you, and be able to control it. See, that's one thing about the dark side. The dark side likes to absorb everything, like consume. That's our dark side, is our consumer side. It just sucks everything in. So it wants to be in control. So there's a struggle with people who have, or like Martin Luther King, to not let that dark side be their predominant side. You really have to control it. You really, really do. And it's an art to be able to balance your negative and positive, your yin and your yang, you know, yin and yang. There's really an art to it, and you really have to learn it. But you can't learn it unless you really go into it. You got to see how bad you have. Can really be, and how good you can really be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you can learn it by just, it seems like the method of choice is to only focus on the positive.
Yeah.
But if you just focus on the positive, it doesn't mean the negative isn't there. Just like if you're an extremely negative person, I mean,
the positive isn't there, right?
The positive is still there, no matter how much you want to focus on the negative. I tend to fucking do that, but, you know, but either way, it's still there. There is still that balance, whether you really want it to be or not.
Right, right. It's there no matter what. The world can't exist without yin and yang. It can't exist without dark and light. One without the other kills each other. You know what I mean? Like, extreme light will kill. And blind, you know, you've heard blinded by the light. You can be blinded by the light, literally, by too much light, meaning good. And I don't mean positive, you know what I mean? You could be blinded by the light, like those religious freaks. They're blinded by the light. And light can kill you. Light can burn. Light can burn. Light can blind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Darkness can make you blind. You know what I mean? So all of them have their points to them. And I'm learning more and more like that the dark side is just that. It's nothing to fear. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing to fear. It's when you fear it that it can harm you. Okay, so I've gotten to the point where I don't fear the dark side anymore. I don't even fear the occult anymore. I actually respect it. Not that I like to use it, but I'm not above using it. I know a few little tricks here and there, you know what I mean? I've studied enough to know how to manipulate, but I don't like to. Do you know what I mean? I tend to try and do things more positive in a manifesting way than a manipulative way.
Right.
But anyway, don't fear your dark side. Do you know what I mean? You have to explore it a little bit. I'm not saying go out and kill people or do whatever, but if there's something that you've always wanted to go try, that's not going to kill you. Like if you always wanted to go to a hooker or something like that, go to it. Do it. Why not? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you ever always wanted to try acid or something that you think is bad, do it. Do it in a controlled environment. Make sure you do everything controlled. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, whatever you consider to be your dark side, you know, some people think, you know, the people's limits of what is bad and what is bad behavior to them stretch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For miles. What is bad behavior for me or for someone is no bad behavior. It's good behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody has their different ways to define things and where they stop their limits.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I always go back to that one line in Star Wars. It's like with when Anakin finally turns over to the dark side, what does Lord Palpatine say to him? He says, true power, lies in knowing both sides of the Force.
Yeah.
Really, in order, if you want to know if you want to have the true power, you have to know power of both sides of the Force. You can't be just Jedi or just Sith. Because there are downsides to each one. If you watch the movies closely, the Jedis have their faults and the Sith have their faults. The key is to try and balance the two. I'm surprised you don't have a character who has been both Jedi and Sith in Star Wars, although Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But they don't have one who's turned from Sith to Jedi yet.
No.
You know, that's the trick. Trust me. I know.
Yeah,
I can that's see the trick. You know what I mean? Go from Sith to Jedi.
Yeah,
it's easy to switch from good to bad. Try and go back.
Well, yeah.
Try and go back after you've been on the dark side.
Well, honestly, I mean,
it's really not easy.
but how many times do you see or do you know people that, you know, they've been to prison for many years or they've done terrible things and then they change their life around?
Yeah, I know one of them right here.
Yeah, and then they
but
have
the problem is the dark side is always there. If you never went there and never knew about it, it wouldn't call you. Trust me. Yeah. Being one of those type of people, and trust me, I was a bad motherfucker. And I totally did a 180 flip, but it's always there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not above going there and making backdoor deals or going to a strip club or even going to a hooker or massage parlor. I'm not above that. But whereas it was something that I was doing on a weekly basis back in the day, this is something I'll do every 5 years, you know, every 3 years just for the fuck of it. You know what I mean? Or do a dose of acid or it's not like something that was like part of my regular. Back then it was part of my. I lived it. Yeah. I lived the fucking dark side. Crime. Everything, dude. I'm talking crime, shootings, you know, the whole deal. This was like a movie back then. But literally by the time I was 25, it was over. Shit. I mean, literally, I think when I graduated high school, I was like 18. For the next 6 or 7 years, I went nuts. Nuts. I mean, criminal nuts. And, like, damaging my body, like, shooting up, you know what I mean? And smoking freebase and fucking going to hookers and crack houses and, you know, the whole deal. Like, really, really dark shit, you know? Seeing the seediest sides of life being a drug dealer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And luckily, I got busted, you know what I mean? Luckily for me. I got busted. I'll tell you that right now because I was physically sick, like literally throwing up all the time. I had hepatitis. I had all kinds. I mean, I would have died if I kept going. So it saved my life getting busted. But literally what happened in jail, I had one of those light experiences, like where the fucking you see the light and you literally like fucking, yeah, dude, it was wild. I've had them twice. That was the first time. Dude, you felt engulfed by this fucking light. And all of a sudden, I just heard this voice and it says, it's over now. It's over. And that was it. And then all of a sudden, like, I did a complete turn. And then I went to be this goody two-shoes. I stayed sober for 10 years. I helped people get sober and all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So I went from one extreme to the other. I did Tony Robbins, walked on fire, all kinds of positive thinking. I pumped my head up. I would go to retreats and all kinds of shit for 5 or 6 years, just literally pumped to reprogram my mind. And then I moved out to LA and started my career in the music business. And I did do a complete 180, and I was very successful. I went from a scummy drug dealer criminal to a successful music industry person. Seriously. And again, having experience on the dark side helped because I was willing, you know what I mean? I was able to navigate through that shitty part of it because I knew it. So it helped, but I don't like it. And the more you deal with it, you know, there's just scummy people who will rob you and tell you lies, lie to your face and stab the knife in your back while they're talking to you. And you have to realize who they are. And the more you get burned and, you know, you start... Well, burning people in return, and that's what happens. It's like, well, I got fucking burned. Might as well burn somebody else. Do you know what I mean? And it happens like that. It's like politicians. Most politicians go into the office with good intentions. But because of the nature of the business and all the money that flies around, all the corruption that's flashed in front of their face, they end up succumbing to it and become one of those dirty politicians. And it's the same thing. No matter if you went into it with good intentions, really wanting to help people or whatever, there's so much dirt flying around and so much scum and so much easy money and so much ways to steal, you know what I mean, that you get sucked into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very, very difficult to balance the two, especially when you've really, really been bad. You know what I mean? Because there's always a temptation. It is the easier way. But I will tell you, there's always a fucking price to pay. Like, I sold out. I made some good money over the last 2-3 months. I just pocketed a lot of cash working at this place. But you know what? I'm freaking suffering for it. It's like you pay. You know what I mean? That's what happens when you deal with the fucking quote unquote devil.
Yeah.
You pay. There's a price. There always is a price. And you're better off manifesting your own shit than selling out, because there's no price on that. I mean, there's a price, but you make the price. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you working on your own stuff. Okay, there's a price to pay for that. You're suffering, right? But you set the price. It's not someone's handing you money and then taking it from you, or saying, if you get here, here's the money, but you have to do this for the money. Do you know what I mean? We'll give you this money as long as you do it the way we say you need to do it. That's where it gets screwed up. Mm-hmm. That's what selling out is all about. You know what I mean? So, I mean, these are what my experiences have been lately. Really, really realizing the dark and the light forces that, and that are happening right now, dude. Right now is a very tumultuous time in the universe. I can tell you that right now. You're having all kinds of crap in your life, right? All kinds of turmoil. Right, a lot of bad shit you don't even want to talk about. I'm having a lot of bad shit, a lot of negative shit in my life. Trying to balance it out with the positive. Do you know what I mean? And if you look at the world, there's a lot of bad shit going on.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I just think that's what's going on. And I mean, I know we know September 23rd, that whole big deal is coming up. And I'm not saying I believe that anything big is going to happen on September 23rd, because I really think it's another one of those things like 2012, where it was more
like,
of
a, going to be a turning point,
a cosmic thing. In other words, 2012 was real. Everybody says, "Oh, that was fake because we didn't see the aliens come or the world didn't end." Well, it did end.
Yeah, no shit.
It was a turning of the age from the age of Pisces, which is the age of Jesus, to the age of Aquarius, which is more the age of a Lucifer. You could see the shift.
Well, people didn't pay attention.
You could see how religion, how things, Jesus itself is being attacked.
But people didn't really seem to keep track of how things like really began to spiral out of control after
2012.
Like, not that things weren't always out of control, but it accelerated like a motherfucker.
And I believe that that's what this is. You're going to see another acceleration point. There's this thing called Wave X coming in. At the same time, it's a huge cosmic ray coming in from space. It's also the finish of a Shabazz or something like that, some certain sun cycle that after every time it finishes, there's an economic collapse. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are a lot of cosmic things going on that the normal human doesn't understand, but the people running the world do.
Yeah.
So if you see this shit about September 23rd going out there, just like when you saw the shit about 2012 start popping up, they put it out there. Don't kid yourself. And then somebody, the alternative guys, pick it up and spread it. Mm-hmm. They bait the alternative media with that shit. Don't kid yourself. There probably is some kind of another acceleration point coming up September 23rd. It is the fall equinox. Mm-hmm. It is a shift in seasons. The sun changes. It's a shift. Equinox and solstice are always times of change. It's just like in nature, they are times of change. It's the solstice when summer changes into fall. Mm-hmm. So there are cosmic things going on, and this just happens to be a very strong one.
Yeah, keep your eye on the sky. Because Mars is going to be visible soon. Right. All kinds of things are going to
be
happening.
I mean, we've had the four blood moons. I mean, these are things that are, you know, they say, oh, prophecy, whatever, blah, 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 in the Bible. No, they're astrological phenomenon that happen in certain order. These people have been studying this for years. They know what's going on. They keep the knowledge away from the normal humans. Yeah. But they know what's going on. NASA, all these fucking people. Who knows what's going to happen during that time period? But yeah, it's the fall equinox. Expect some shit to happen. Yeah. But there's always shit happening. When did September 11th happen? September. I mean, you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's the cycles of life. If you look back in history, these kind of times have happened before. I mean, you know, we've had six different extinctions here on this planet. So, I mean, think about it. We're due. We're fucking due. We just happen to be alive now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're due, though. If you look at what's going on in the world, you can see that it's coming to a crescendo.
So you actually think the asteroid is coming?
I don't know. about a fucking asteroid. I don't care about an asteroid. I don't that's like just one these of the stupid details. Idiots who predict yeah. exactly what's going to happen.
You can never really predict you exactly can't. What is
you can't because look what happened on 2012. I was telling people on the podcast, don't expect a fucking thing. Don't expect a fucking thing to happen. Because I had already done an interview with an Illuminati guy who told me what 2012 stood for. And it was really their kickoff because it was the change of the age mm-hmm. into the New World Order.
Yeah.
And they said 7 years yeah. after 2012. So you watch by 2019
mm-hmm.
if this fucking guy was lying or not. But from what I see, he was telling me the fucking truth.
Yeah. And what I didn't even realize is that if you go years back, there were truth seekers that were mentioning about just pay attention to the years leading up to 2012.
Yes.
And then the years afterwards. I think David Icke might have been one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, there have been people who said 9/11 was going to happen before 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
You and I just didn't know about them. There have been people who've been spreading the truth for years and years since the 1800s, since government came into being, dude. These guys, Manly P. Hall and all these guys putting out all this, they were writing in the 20s and the 30s. This is not new knowledge. George Orwell, he wrote his book in 1949. People were predicting this shit for years, okay? And now it's finally coming to fruition, and that was what 2012 was about.
Yeah.
They kicked it into gear. So don't expect any fucking Martians to come here or anything on September 23rd or any asteroids. I don't know what it's going to be. It may be nothing again, but expect something to shift. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
Just begin to maybe notice.
Yeah, maybe the volcano in Yellowstone is going to erupt. But these assholes who put out specifics and they think they know exactly what is going to come are the people who give the alternative news business a bad fucking name.
Yeah, good rule of thumb to not name specifics.
Yeah, don't name specifics.
Why the fuck would you?
Who are you?
Who ever really knows?
Nostradamus? Who the fuck are you? You don't know what's going to happen. And I'm tired of these assholes. Big asteroid or this and a tidal wave. Who the fuck knows? Just keep your eyes open. That's all. Buy some fucking supplies. You'd always have supplies these days that we live in.
Yeah.
You're an asshole if you're not doing some kind of survival shit. Go buy some fucking bottled waters in the gallons. They're a dollar at the dollar store. Stock them up. Go buy some fucking canned food. You can get them for 50 cents on sale. And put it in there because you never fucking know. The shit lasts forever. Water doesn't go bad. So how can it hurt to have that shit around?
No,
how could it fucking hurt to have a stockpile of that? Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying go be one of these crazy nuts with every gun and fucking machine gun and all that shit. That's stupid. But really, be prepared to have enough for your family
mm-hmm.
in case something does happen. And that's any time. That's for the 1800s, the 1920s, the 1930s, the 1950s, 1970s. Any time you were alive, you should always have that.
Yeah.
Because you never know when something's going to happen. Those people in the 1800s, they expect these fucking cold winters, but they were goddamn glad they had some food stored up.
Yeah.
Because that's how they lived back then. But we are so soft these days, and we're so used to the convenience of running down to the fucking grocery store or having the Chinese guy deliver the food for you, the pizza guy, bring it right to your fucking door.
Yeah.
Well, when that's not around, see how people live then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You should have a stock of your own food for yourself just in case. And that's all. Not be crazy survivalist.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself. Make sure you're taken care of. Don't carry guns and all that crap. I'm not a gun guy, but look, get a big machete if you want, a big survival knife, you know. You can go kill a bear if you need to. I don't.
Is that what you're going to do when some the shit
seeds.
Goes down?
Keep some seeds. Get a bunch of seeds, honestly. Go right now, they're on sale because it's the end of the season. Get a bunch of seeds for veggies and shit. A ton, because soon they'll ban them. Just get a ton. Seal them so they don't go bad. Like, put them in, like, vacuum seal. So seeds will last forever. Keep that. Bottle of water. Just simple things, dude. Simple things. Don't try to save a fucking five-course meal. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I've ranted enough. We talked about a ton of different shit today. We talked about weed. We talked about dark and light. Well, you know, another thing that's going on, I love Mr. Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's fantastic. I know he's crazy. I know he's a shill. I know all that. But so what? He's great to listen to. And he's blowing people's mind with some of his stuff he's saying. Man, I'm telling you, he's getting an arguments reporter. I love him.
You think he actually has any chance of being president? Probably not.
No, but he has a chance to shake up that freaking... election
yeah
if he sticks through it for sure. And which I like. Which I like.
I do too.
Yeah, so anyway, that was our 25th episode. Check us out on truthiscary.com. You can check out all the stories I put out. The videos will be on our YouTube page. Hopefully Periscope will save this video and we'll post it later. But it's been giving me trouble lately.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But at least you can watch it for the next day. But the audio will be up on Blog Talk. Be looking for the new Red Pill website coming out this fall. I don't know what else to say. Kev, what's going on with you? Kev Rock Entertainment, anything new on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of new stuff. So Kev Rock Entertainment on YouTube and Kev Rock Entertainment on Facebook.
Where are we going to see some videos of you?
There's going to be some more videos. I've been taking a little hiatus. Yeah,
I keep getting a little promise that I'm going to hear some conscious rapping from some of your friends. I don't even remember
thing. We're going to get it. Well, they all do a lot more conscious rapping than me. But
well, where are they?
We're getting it. I'm bringing them to the studio.
Check us out, Red Pill. We love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Later.